Grand Hotel, Anaheim, California. Your attention, please, for a special announcement. Tonight in Disneyland, there will be several well-known guest stars on hand to add to the evening's entertainment. You are all cordially invited to stay and join the fun in Disneyland. All aboard for the Magic Kingdom. Next stop, Tomorrowland.
Hello and welcome in. I'm your host Jeff, and this is the Presenting Disney Podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you could email us at presentingdisney@gmail.com. And if you could like us on Facebook, that's at Presenting Disney, we'd appreciate that. From there, you can go to a link to where you can join our group. We have a Presenting Disney group. If you'd like to join that, feel free to do so. And also, subscribe to us on iTunes to be sure to never miss an episode. In iTunes, if you guys could give us a 5-star ratings and leave us a comment, we'd appreciate it. 5-star rating is the best rating we could get in iTunes, and that's what helps us get noticed. So, again, that is very appreciated if you're able to do that. Now, today in another episode of the Presenting Disney Shorts, we're going to be talking about a not-so-well-known character from the shorts era, that's Humphrey the Bear. I'm sure a lot of people out there remember him from, this guy actually only had, he had his own series, but he only had two cartoons before Disney had canceled the short series, period. There was no more shorts made after this, so he got his, he got his own series right as they were ending all the shorts era. But let's dive into it, shall we? Cartoon character created by the Walt Disney Studios in the 1950s. He first appeared in the Goofy cartoon Hold That Pose, in which Goofy tried to take his picture. And actually I had YouTubed this one. I have it somewhere on DVD, but I didn't feel like diving in and looking for it. So I YouTubed it, and this particular Humphrey the Bear and Goofy's Hold That Pose does not look anything like anybody knows him. Or, you know, the way that anybody would know him today. I think in that particular cartoon, that's the only time he's ever looked like that. If you YouTubed him, he might not be recognizable to you guys. So if you want to YouTube that, look it up. It's Goofy's Hold That Pose. And he looks completely different. Doesn't look like the Humphrey the Bear we all know. And I'm sure if it wasn't written down in a script somewhere, they probably even wouldn't consider this a Humphrey the Bear because he looks so different. But anyways, he appeared in the Goofy cartoon Hold That Pose, on which Goofy tried to take his picture. After that, he appeared in 4 classic Donald Duck cartoons: Grin and Bear It, Barely Asleep, Rugged Bear, and Beezy Bear. Walt Disney Company gave him his own series in 1955, but only two films resulted: Hooked Bear and In the Bag. When the shorts division closed, Humphrey was the last of only 7 Disney characters who had ever been given a series of their own. The 6 other characters were obviously Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, Pluto, Chippendale is counting as one, and Figaro, Figaro, I never had any idea that Figaro had his own series. We'll have to maybe do an episode of that another day. The Humphrey the Bear cartoons have been described by Leonard Maltin as a belly-laughing shorts, and they featured a broader, wilder style of comedy than the usual cute and coy Disney gags. The Humphrey the Bear's films were popular in theaters, and the character was familiar enough to be included in the Mickey Mouse Club credits. Humphrey holds the trampoline that bounces Mickey Mouse in the air. Humphrey is a big, foolish, optimistic brown bear who lives in Brownstone National Park. He is constantly trying different ways to catch food and or shelter from unsuspecting visitors, often violating social rules in the process. It is somewhat understandable, however, that he tries to fulfill his desire this way, as it is often shown that he is seldom rewarded when he follows the normal rules. Unlike most Disney characters, Humphrey does not speak, but instead makes an assortment of sounds to convey his emotions. These grunts were supplied by Disney film staff Jim McDonald. When striken by worry or panic, Humphrey runs desperately in place, with his feet seemingly headed, much as his gaze from his rapidly turning head also does. That makes no sense. Humphrey's foil is usually Donald Duck, one of his antagonists. Otherwise, it is an unofficial park ranger voiced by Bill Thompson. The ranger's name was never identified in the theatrical shorts, but when the film was re-edited into a one-hour-long Disney TV episode, he was referred to as J. Adubin Woodlore. That's kind of a funny name. Adubin Woodlore. Although the series Humphrey starred in enjoyed only a short run, a later generation of Disney artists and directors remembered Humphrey fondly and cast him in an episode of Chip 'n Dale Rescue Rangers, Goof Troop, Mickey Mouse Works, House of Mouse, and the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Humphrey returned to the screen in three new shorts: Donald's Grizzly Guest and Donald's Fish Fry reunite Humphrey with Donald Duck, and in Hot Tub Humphrey, Humphrey is once again in the title role. Due to adding Humphrey to these Disney programs, he became a more current character and can be seen in more Disney-related merchandise such as watches, cards, pins, t-shirts, and posters. Here's a very short list of pretty much everything he appeared in. Hold That Pose, Rugged Bear, Grin and Bear It, Barely Asleep, Beezy Bear, Hooked Bear, In the Bag, and Working for Peanuts. And that was only a cameo in Working for Peanuts. I haven't looked that up. If you guys want to go ahead and look that up and post it in our Facebook page, on our Facebook page where I post the new episodes, post that under this episode, which I think is episode 9. And we'll be looking forward to that. We'll be looking forward to seeing what Working for Peanuts is. It's probably a Donald Duck cartoon. And on television, he appeared in Donald Duck Presents in 1983, Chip 'n Dale Rescue Rangers 1989, Goof Troop in 1992, Mickey Mouse Works in 1999. I don't remember Mickey Mouse Works. I don't know what that is. I wouldn't be able to tell you. I'd have to look it up. It looks like he had 4 appearances on whatever show that was. And Disney's House of Mouse in 2001. And it looks like also in 2002, Humphrey in the House on The House of Mouse. Mickey Mouse Club in 2006. Jack Hanna, who directed the 1950s Humphrey shorts, revived the quotation dumb bear idea for Walter Lantz. And another quotation, Fatso the Bear cartoon in 1960 and 1961. It would also seem probable that the Hanna-Barbera animation studio was somewhat inspired by Humphrey in its creation of the somewhat smarter Yogi Bear. Humphrey is currently the spokes character for Disney's Wilderness Lodge Resort at Walt Disney World in Florida. He is featured on the totem pole in the lobby along with Mickey, Donald Duck, and Goofy. Well, that's really about it for all this show. It's a little bit shorter, short than we've had in the past. But hopefully it's still enjoyable. There's not much on Humphrey the Bear. But his cartoons are pretty cool. You guys, if you guys have them on DVD, you should rewatch them. If not, look them up on YouTube. His own series had two shorts in it, and that was In the Bag and Hooked Bear. I think Hooked Bear is probably my favorite out of the two. Although In the Bag has probably the most memorable song in there, so can't go wrong either way. They're only about 6 or 7 minutes long a piece, so look them up and enjoy that. If you can, if you'd like to, post it, and like I said, post it on our Facebook, either the group page or the group itself. But you can post that under the comments. All right, let's before we end the show, let's do some shout outs and actually have a couple comments that I actually would like to read. Finally got a couple comments here, so I don't want to pass this opportunity up. First, I want to give a shout out to Alan Levine. He left a comment, and it says, I find that it is so sad that Disney has forgotten the old classics and the voices that made them famous. As far as I know, there are only two voices left from the old classics. Catherine Beaumont, which supplied the voice for Alice and Wendy, Alice in Wonderland, and Wendy Darling from Peter Pan. And Mary Cosra, who supplied the voice for Sleeping Beauty. They should be honored, not forgotten. I don't think they're really forgotten. Really, does anybody that voiced the characters, do they really ever hardly get recognized? Not really. They might for a short period of time at when the film comes out, but I don't think the actual people voicing have too much recognition later on down the road, unfortunately. But hey, what can you do? It would be nice though. Also want to give a shout out to Gilbert and Cena. What's up, man? We haven't forgot about you. We do want to have you on an episode here pretty soon. We got to work something out, see what we can get, what kind of show we can put together. We'll see what you want to do. But yeah, just a shout out to Gilbert. You know, Gilbert's always leaving us little comments. Keep up the good work and all that good stuff, and we appreciate that. We appreciate everything you guys leave. I'd also like to give a shout out to Catherine Byram. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name again. I hope I'm saying your name right. Catherine Byram. She is the winner of our pressed nickels, and I've been trying to get a hold of her. She took the time out to listen to the episode and comment on the nickels with the password, or the code word. And so since she did that, I'm assuming she wants them. We need you to email us your info if you get the chance at presentingdisney@gmail.com. And get us your info, and we'll get these out to you as soon as we get your info. Or if not, send us a private message on Facebook. We really want you to have these. Probably give you another week. If not, then I'm gonna have to, I'll have to give them away to somebody else. Then I'd really like you to have them since you were the rightful winner. But we gotta get these moving. So I'd appreciate it if you get us your info. Also, Catherine had left us a comment, and I'd like to read that. This goes back to our very first episode that we published. And she had actually very first episode was on Walt Disney, and we were talking about his very early cartoons, and I had asked you guys to go on YouTube, do some research, and find these couple of these cartoons and post them in the comments. And she had actually did that. And if you guys go to our group page, scroll all the way down to episode 1, Walt Disney, all the way down at the bottom. Because, you know, we have so many episodes. This is episode 9. Go down to episode 1. And she had actually posted Tommy Tucker's Tooth, which was one of Walt Disney's very first animated shorts. And it does not include any of the Disney characters that we know today. She had also posted another video, Alice's Wonderland. And yes, this is the other very first episode of the Alice comedies. And Catherine said, here is a Tommy Tucker's Tooth short. Thank you for sharing this info on Walt Disney, something I never knew. You know, we hope you enjoyed it. We're glad you enjoyed the show. I hope you continue to like the show and keep listening. And again, get us that info. Get us that info so we can send those out to you. All right, that's a wrap on our show. If you'd like to get a hold of us, again, go to our Facebook page at Presenting Disney. And from there, you can join our Presenting Disney group. You can email us at presentingdisney@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe in iTunes and give us that 5-star rating. Leave your comments. We'd like to read your comments just like we did now on another episode of Presenting Disney. But until next time, I'm your host, Jeff, and you've just been listening to the Presenting Disney podcast.
Places, everybody! Put on your game bags. That's it. All right. Game sticks up. That's fine, boys. You've got it. Now, follow me. A one and a two and a... First, you stick your bag. Put it in the bag. Bump, bump. Then you bend your back. Put it in the sack. Bump, bump. That's the way it's done. It's a lot of fun. Bump, bump. Cutting capers, putting papers in the bag. Yeah.